USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he wants to take a closer look at the budget deal that aims to avert another partial government shutdown. At the White House, President Trump said he will be looking for landmines in the compromised legislation. The president also delivered remarks at the Major County Sheriffs and Major Cities Chiefs Association joint conference. The president says he will continue to get law enforcement the equipment they need.
As we get additional equipment, we send it out to our great police. When an officer is hurt, it is a wound inflicted upon our entire nation. In my administration, we strongly believe that criminals who murder cops should get the death penalty.
Teachers in Denver are on strike for a third day after the latest contract talks ended without a deal. Roughly 60% of teachers in Denver are striking. This is USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Police across the country are mourning the death of an officer in New York City. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
We lost a very good man, Detective Brian Simonson.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing the death of a New York City police officer last night who was killed by friendly fire.
18 years on the job protecting the people of this city.
It happens as police show up to an armed robbery in progress at a Queens cell phone store. A second cop wounded but expected to recover. At least one suspect is in custody. He was shot and is in stable condition.
NASA is announcing the end of a mission for the Mars rover Opportunity. Project manager John Collis says it comes after more than 1,000 attempts to contact the rover were unsuccessful.
But that brought us to today, or brought us to last night, and we set our final commands, and we heard nothing, and so it comes time to say goodbye.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance, just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
Recapping one of our top stories, President Trump still has yet to give the green light to the congressional deal that was met to avoid a second partial government shutdown. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy is unsure the president will sign the measure.
If he's going to veto the bill, what's the point? Number two, I need to see the details. Number three, I'd like to know how we're going to pay for it. We're spending taxpayer dollars here, not ditch water, and we're having to borrow every penny that we spend.
Vice President Mike Pence has arrived in Poland, starting a four-day visit in Europe in which he will take part in international conferences and visit the former Nazi German death camp of Auschwitz. The vice president met with American and Polish troops overseas and says,
Mr. President, it's an honor to be here in Poland, a bastion of freedom in Central Europe, to address the armed forces of the United States and the men and women of the 33rd Air Base in Powiat. And to the men and women of the Polish Armed Forces who are here today, from the bottom of my heart, on behalf of the American people, and on behalf of all the men and women in the uniform of the United States who stand shoulder to shoulder with you, thank you for standing strong in the defense of freedom.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.